Tony Agnese with us. The book is A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, 70-plus stories and reflections of God's grace. And I wanted to get into a couple of them here because we are getting close to the holidays. We're 10 days from Christmas. And we've talked about this issue a little bit on the show over the last month or so. The idea of what do you do if somebody's just not going to be there for the holidays? And it could be anything. It could be they passed away or they've got to work or they're serving our country or, or whatever. So, but that's tough. How do you deal with that?
You know, you wrote about it. I absolutely wrote a couple of stories about that, and I share several of them in the book under the topic of grace at the holidays. And we talk about the fact that Christmas can be the happiest time of the year. People are excited, and we got the tree and kids and toys and all of the things that go with Christmas. But for some people, it can be the saddest time of the year, especially when they've lost a parent or a grandparent or a spouse or a close friend or people who have lost their job at the end of the year. You know, there are a lot of companies at the end of the year. That's when they lay people off. And so you're going into this joyful season with the job loss. People more concerned with making their mortgage payment than buying gifts that they don't need and can't afford. Others suffer from social isolation. You know, we have the elderly in nursing homes, men and women serving in the military and so forth. So all of these things make it very, very difficult for some people at the holidays. You know, we have the highest increase of suicides that happen during the holidays. So there's two thoughts that come to mind. First of all, what can that person do? And then secondly, what can all of us do? You know, and let's talk about that first. What can we do? Well, the first thing we can do is we can be kind. We can understand that if we're in a group of people, that there may be somebody in that group who isn't all excited and joyful and happy for the holidays. And if we think of somebody that we know that's alone, a friend, a family member, and so forth, invite them. Invite them for dinner. Invite them to a choral singing somewhere that we know that there's some activity that we're going to. Invite that person along. Oftentimes, that person's response is going to be no. Bobby says, hey, there's this great thing going on at the Civic Theater. Come with me. I don't know. Well, we've got to convince them to go, to come out and to participate in life. And then if there's an activity in the community or in your church that you're doing, it's a great thing that you can be able to share with them that as well. And for the people going through it, I mean, there are a lot of things. You know, if you're alone and lonely, you've got to get out among people. You've got to volunteer is one of the things that I recommend. You know, your misery sometimes can become your mission, your ministry, and so forth. Call some old friends on the phone. It's amazing how you pick up the phone and you call someone when you're depressed and they go, you know, I was just thinking about you and I was just going to call you. Think of the positive things that you have in your life. Obviously, this overwhelms you, but in the moment, think of some of the positive things. And then attend some Christmas-oriented events, some joyous events, whether it be church service or a choral sing or a play or, you know, the Nutcracker. You want to fall asleep, go to the Nutcracker. I've been twice, and I haven't made it through the first act either time. But those are some of the things that we can do. There's a beautiful beautiful little thought by Taylor Caldwell, who's a wonderful writer, and she says, I am not alone at all. I was never alone at all. And that, of course, is the message of Christmas. We're never alone, not when the night is the darkest, the wind the coldest, the world seemingly the most indifferent, for this is still time God has chosen. Huh? And so we're not alone. There are other people in our lives. We just have to, you know, reach out if we've been touched on any particular year by that loss.